92.3 informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. It's Monday and it's about 9:30-ish, and that means Malcolm Ballinger is here with Ballinger Publishing. Good morning, Malcolm.
Good morning.
How are you?
I am great.
Isn't it beautiful this morning?
The weather is beautiful.
I love it. I love this little bit of coolness in the air.
And the green room was, there were Belgian truffles.
Ooh.
You're Yum. Lucky to see me in the studio.
I know. How about that?
It's good that I was
those.
Dragged away.
I don't bring those into the studio.
Yeah, they
you
were.
Didn't bring me one?
No. Saving
well,
them
see?
For me.
Okay. All right. Well, I absolutely love, love, love the new cover of Pensacola Magazine, the Weddings Edition. It is gorgeous.
Isn't that a beautiful couple?
I love it. It's a beautiful bride. Oh, my God.
I'm talking about the dogs.
Yes. I'm looking at, they have two beautiful dogs in the picture with them. Oh, my gosh. It's fantastic. They're a very handsome couple.
If you go to page 13, there is a little information on them. Sarah and Marcus Jordan.
Okay.
And there's a little write-up on about their engagement and the vendors that they used and favorite part of the wedding day, etc.
Oh, how wonderful. Well, I love the two dogs apparently were in the wedding. They've got flowers all around them. They're great looking. I love it.
I imagine the dogs got more attention maybe than the couple.
No doubt. No doubt about that. It always happens. The little flower girl always gets the attention. No question.
But they were married at Saposi here in Pensacola.
Oh, nice. Okay. Well, it's so beautiful. The photographs are beautiful. The colors, everything is just amazing. But this is a fun edition because everybody that sent photos in, all their pictures are in this edition.
Yes.
And I love it. I love seeing all the different dresses and the styles. And I mean, the weddings are so special. And for something that you would think would be very common, but each one is so unique. The dresses they pick and the venues and how they decorate. I love it. You really get a chance to express yourself.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. And now is the time, springtime. Love is in the air. For some.
Well.
That was a toss it to you, Malcolm. He's over there looking in reading the magazine.
I was just reading
Take
this.
Your time.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
But there's, apart from that, there's lots of information on wedding venues. And different ideas for weddings. All different vendors. There's a listing of places at the back.
Mm-hmm.
The wedding venues.
Oh, that's nice.
A whole lot of them. Lots of opportunities.
Well, it looks like they cover all the different aspects of it because you've got a section on the dresses and the different designs, romance versus modern. I love it. There's a section on the flowers because that can be where you can really make a statement, but it can also be where you spend a lot of money. So trying to find a way to kind of have a nice wedding but still stay on a budget can be challenging, especially right now. But I did it on a budget, and it was beautiful. I'm very proud of the wedding that I had. It was beautiful. But we used all natural flowers. We actually found somebody that had a farm that came in with these gorgeous, freshly cut flowers the day of the wedding, and it was just beautiful. And we saved a lot of money doing that, by the way. But if you want a florist to come in, of course, they just do beautiful table settings and decorations and so many different themes, colors.
I was going to say it's only once in a lifetime. I suppose it
hopefully.
Is. Hopefully. And so you want it to be special.
Of course.
Yeah. My wedding was 54 years ago.
Was it here or in England?
No, it was in England.
I was going to say, this is with Glenys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It would be 54 years ago.
Wow.
And, for the time, we had a pretty big wedding.
You did?
I had a lot of relatives.
Did you wear a tux?
No. I wore a brand new suit, made to measure suit.
Okay, very fancy, yeah.
But back in those days, you didn't do, you know, pre-dinners, rehearsal dinners, bachelor's. Yeah, you had a bachelor's night out.
Mm-hmm.
I remember, going out with the guys and, you know, they make sure you drink yourself into oblivion. So the next morning, you know, you hardly feel like getting married.
Mm.
But that was sort of the thing back in the day.
Well, I don't know. I think they still do it today.
They still do it?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I've heard of a few bachelor parties. Hopefully they don't go too badly.
So today, there are some beautiful weddings. I was just at one a few weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And in Old Christ Church. And
it's such a pretty venue there.
Yeah.
Into the park right there.
In the new Christ Church.
Oh, okay. I'm thinking of the one downtown.
I was thinking of the old, the new one on Palafox Street.
Oh, okay.
And just beautiful settings,
mm-hmm.
beautiful church,
mm-hmm.
and tastefully done. And
One of the things we have here are weddings on the beach.
Yeah.
And they're just beautiful. I love weddings on the beach. And they just, some of the photos that you see from with the background and can sometimes, you never know what's going to happen. It can get a little windy. Things happen. But boy, can it be some beautiful photos with that background, with the emerald green waters and the white sand. It really is something. But color is the thing now, from what I understand, really adding a pop of color. I love this one section in the book here about in living color. And they're using like this splash of just beautiful, almost a fuchsia and orange and yellow and these flowers. Oh, it's gorgeous. Something I wouldn't think of, but then when I see it done, oh, it looks so beautiful. So if you get a chance, pick up Pensacola Magazine. It's at all different locations. It's a free publication. And you can also go to their website at ballingerpublishing.com. And you can look at the digital copy right there on your phone or your tablet.
Yes.
Which is pretty neat, I think.
Page 57 is a ad for Cat Country News Radio.
Yep.
Very much into the spirit of the...
The cat is wearing a tuxedo.
Yeah.
And they got a bride and groom
there.
I think
the cat is acting as the...
looks like the officiant.
Officiant, yes. That's the word I'm looking for.
On top of the wedding cakes. Yeah. Very cute.
And,
good job.
Cute little cover there, yes.
Very
That's good.
Good.
They really got into the spirit of the thing.
But what I like especially here is the ultimate wedding directory, which starts on the back pages mm-hmm. on 55. And there's several pages of really anything and everything that you might need, all the way from limos to food vendors, to caterers, to bridal shops and music. Sometimes you have to hire a DJ. Some people hire bands, gifts, and registry. I mean, everything that you could possibly need. This is pretty amazing.
Mm.
It must take a lot of time to put all this together.
Mm.
So congratulations to the team over there at Ballinger, because this is a huge... If you are having a wedding, you need to pick this up, this directory.
They put in a huge amount of work.
Absolutely.
There were days when I figured I better go get a cup of coffee and get out of the way.
Get out of the way. Okay, we're here with Malcolm Ballinger with Ballinger Publishing. If you've got a question or comment for Malcolm, just text it in at 850-437-1620. We'll be back right after the break. Good Monday morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. Malcolm Ballinger is here with Ballinger Publishing, and we're talking about the new Hot Off the Presses edition of Pensacola Magazine. This is their special weddings edition that they do every year, and I'm in love with the cover. The bride and groom are absolutely gorgeous, good-looking couple, young, just perfect. But you know who's stealing the show in this photo? They have their two dogs.
Yes.
In the front. And the dogs, I swear the dogs are smiling. Somebody said smile, and the dogs are smiling. I'm not kidding. It is so cute. Really a great photo that I'm sure they're going to cherish forever. But then anybody else that had sent if you sent your picture in to Ballinger Publishing, you can just turn it in a few pages, and they have pictures of all the wedding couples that sent in photos for the cover, and there's some great photos. I don't know how they picked it, but maybe the dogs had an influence on the selection, but really, really special.
I don't get involved in the selection for obvious reasons, because often I know some of the people that have entered.
Yeah, of course.
So I don't want to be perfectly, you know, unbiased.
Right, right.
Apart from the process.
Right.
So Kelly and Morgan and the staff go through a long process of...
Well, we've been talking about this for months, getting photos in, for sure.
And, but they did narrow it down to three.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, asked me what my opinion
Yeah.
Which I gave. And they said, oh, you don't know.
That's like when you say, Dad.
Why did you pick that one?
Dad, which dress for the prom? This one or this one? And he goes, that one. And goes, oh, no, Dad. That's so funny.
And I gave my opinion.
Okay.
And actually, surprisingly, in this instance, was the one they chose.
Oh, we'll see. Well, you're a dog lover, so.
But I have to say that I think the composition of the photo and the expression by the dogs.
The dogs look, I don't know, I'm not sure who's getting married, the couple or the dogs.
Yeah,
the dogs look so happy.
Like professional posers.
They do, I'm telling you. The one that's just got a big old smile on his face.
Yes.
So cute.
The one on the right looks a little.
Well, he's the groom.
Looks like
he's the groom's dog. Yeah. He's like, what's going on?
Is this over with? Can I leave?
Well, weren't you just talking about how the grooms feel after the bachelor party?
Yeah.
I mean, it is kind of the bride's day, right? I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So
it is.
I kind of always feel, now as I'm older, I kind of feel for the grooms because God bless them. They, you know, the bride is the center of the attention for the day. So.
But if you are contemplating marriage in the next 12 months, I urge you to read our magazine. There's great ideas and trends. You mentioned the In Living Color, which I was looking at. I love
it, and I wouldn't have thought of it, to be honest, if someone had mentioned those colors to me, but seeing these photos and how it was done,
well,
it's
that is
beautiful.
Not really orange.
It's not core. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
That's what it is. It's a bright color. Like, it's a fuchsia and pink and coral, but it's really, really, really pretty.
Yes.
Like, if you had just said those colors, I'd be like, ooh, I don't think so. But seeing it done with the white and the green and the flower, oh, it's really, really pretty. Mm. But I think the big thing, if for nothing else, you need to get this edition for the wedding directory in the back.
Yes.
Everybody in this area that has anything to do with weddings is listed here. It's an easy reference. They've done it by category, caterers, bakeries, bridal shops, entertainment, dance lessons. That's always a fun thing to do if you're getting for that first dance, to have some dance lessons beforehand. That's also a great wedding gift, by the way, for the bride and groom, is to give them a dance lesson so they can do that first dance.
Yeah,
it's always a really fun gift. Lots of gift ideas in here. And now is the season. This is it. We're in April, May, June weddings.
This article called A Lovely Invitation, Inspiring Fine Art Wedding Stationery.
Ooh.
This kind of comes home to me because the wedding that I just mentioned, I got the most beautiful invitation.
Really?
It was, I'm trying hard to describe it, but it was a very high quality, like parchment paper. The kind of thing that comes in the mail, you know it's something different.
Right. It's not a flyer or ad or something.
Yeah. And you think, well, I got to go to this wedding. They spent a lot of money on the invite, so the food's going to be good.
Oh, my God. Only you, Malcolm, would look at that. Oh, my gosh.
And then, strangely, I just got one in the mail from a good friend.
Mm-hmm.
Again, very elaborate invitation.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking forward to that wedding.
Well, you know, it's funny because I remember the days where they were pretty uniform. I mean, basically, they were very nice white paper.
Yeah.
There was sort of a decorum to them. You had to have the one sheet, and then you'd have the little piece of paper, parchment paper in between, and then you'd have one envelope, and then you'd have the RSVP and that envelope. It was all very structured in a way, and they were either, you were really diverting from the norm if you went with a cream color versus white invitation, and usually black lettering. Excuse me, or gold lettering, something like that. But now I'm looking, and people are doing colors, and I've seen all kinds of different, really cool, different types of invitations.
You know what else I really
very creative.
Like, I really like is the having a special web address.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. and Mrs. or future Mr. and Mrs. at.
Right.
Whatever. So you can go online. Well, it serves, I think, two great purposes. Number one, you know exactly what they want. For their registry.
Mm-hmm.
And then secondly, you can figure out what your budget is and pay for it, and they'll deliver it.
Right.
The whole darn thing.
Yeah.
I think that is a wonderful service.
It's very simple, very easy to do. so you don't have to bring the gift and have the gift table and all that stuff, which is still very nice to have. But but it is nice to have that easy reference, because then you get the things that you really need, because the bride and groom can sit down and put those wish lists out there. And yeah, especially, I mean, something that may not be as romantic. That way you only get one toaster. When you see the toaster's been bought, people, it'll tell you, it'll show you what's been bought. So you can't, you know, you have to move on. Move on to that waffle maker. So I think about gifts for weddings sometimes, and it's hard because as a young couple, you kind of know if they're starting out. Mm. But a lot of times nowadays, they could be somebody on their second marriage, or they, and it's hard to figure out what would be a good gift for
them. Yeah, it's a blended family, and they have pretty much
everything they need.
Yeah.
So it's hard to find unique gifts.
Well, now I noticed on one of the registries there was a, you could make, not contribution, you could buy something on the honeymoon.
Oh, yes, I've seen that too.
Like a one-day cruise or something. Right, you know, those kind
of
things.
Or diving lessons, something like that. Yeah, that's a neat
thing. I think that's incredibly inventive.
That's a great idea. Yeah. Okay, well, we would love to hear your ideas. You can text them in at 850-437-1620. If you have something else you want to mention to Malcolm, he's going to be here for a little bit longer. And if you want to do that, you can always text it in, 850-437-1620. This is Pep Talk. We'll be right back. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, talking with Malcolm Ballinger and Ballinger Publishing. And you do have other publications besides Pensacola Magazine.
Yes, that's a good segue, the weddings, into the real estate.
There you go.
Edition, the special real estate edition.
Which is
obviously
also super
if you get married,
helpful.
You need somewhere to live.
Perfect timing.
And it's actually at the printers now.
Okay.
Should be back, well, in the next, probably end of the week.
Okay.
And essentially, it's all about real estate in the greater Pensacola area.
That's so
features
helpful.
Features all of the, not all, but many of the developments and commercial and home condos, homes.
Mm-hmm. Residential
realtors. Residential. That's the word I was looking for. Thank goodness you're here, Mike.
I'm here to help you always, Malcolm. You can help me today. Clearly, I'm not all here today either.
And it's we've talked about this before, but there's so much development going on in the Pensacola area. It's just incredible.
Yeah, it is.
And people say to me all the time after this edition, geez, we didn't realize. Thank goodness we can sort of bring it all together. And Pensacola is particularly the downtown, is thriving right now. And just about any spare plot of land, a building, something.
Mm-hmm.
And so that bodes well for the future. It's all in the Business Climate Special Edition, which should be available. I believe it's available online now.
Oh, excellent. Okay.
As, so, of course, all of our publications
right.
are.
And that's a great way to look it up. And especially if you're looking up that business directory, I'm telling you, everything you possibly need for a wedding, you can go to PensacolaMagazine.com and go right there and pull up all that information. Mm. But if you can pick up, they're everywhere. You can find them just about everywhere.
Yes.
And all the different stores and restaurants have the racks out front. The visitor centers all do.
Correct. So go to BallingerPublishing.com. You can go to the individual publication, PensacolaMagazine.com, DowntownCrowd.com, all those dot coms.
There you go. All right. It's great to have you here on Monday morning, Malcolm.
Thank you.
The new edition of Pensacola Magazine is beautiful. Be sure to pick one up today. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel.